This is Shooting Spaces with Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Welcome to Shooting Spaces. This is Rich with Rich Baum Photography, Sacramento, California.
Brian Berkowitz here from sunny, smoggy, humid New York.
Oh, it's beautiful in California. Okay, it's 103 degrees, but it is so beautiful and so nice, and I'm so happy to be alive and to be doing this podcast. How great is that? So what's new, Brian Berkowitz?
I love your enthusiasm about life, Rich.
I gotta be, because the alternative sucks.
That's true. You always get me motivated. You know, I have a down day, I call you and you're like, just love life.
Well, you know what? It's I gotta tell you, and I know people know, I am who I am on my YouTube channel, my podcast, but I believe, I love what I do. I absolutely am enthralled with most aspects of photography, and then I get to make a living, a good living, doing what I want to do. So, you know, and being able to help people and teach people and things like that, that's just part of what I am. But, you know, and I mean, how lucky are you? What do you think about what you do, Brian? Are you happy to be a photographer, and are you jazzed where you were at?
It is. You know, it's funny. Last week I was shooting a commercial real estate space in Manhattan, and it was, I guess the company, I don't know what happened to the company, whatever. They were moving out of this space.
It went out of business. No.
Well, it's nowadays, who knows with the whole COVID, but, it was like a 30,000 square foot commercial space, and there were rows and rows and rows of cubicles. And I was with my assistant that day, and I turned to him and I said, how thankful are we that we're not at this cubicle 40 to 50 hours a week, just banging my head into the wall, because, oh my gosh. I mean, and if some of our listeners are out there are in those positions trying to, transition into real estate photography. I'm not trying to offend you, so please don't get insulted. But you know, if you're listening to this, it's probably because you do it on the side or do something or want to do something else that's a little more fulfilling. But yeah, I mean, I couldn't do it. I couldn't sit at a desk. You know, I sat at a desk for 5 years as a retoucher, retouching at a design house in Manhattan. And even that, now I look back now, I don't know how I sat there at a computer. I mean, it was a little bit different, you know, because I was working in Photoshop and I used to retouch actors and models. So I would be sitting with these actors and these models all day. So it wasn't so bad. But I was at a computer staring at a monitor all day. And, you know, we do a lot, our fair share of that too. You know, this desk that I'm sitting at, I spend probably 30, 40% of my work week there. But it's different. You know, we have the flexibility of schedule. We have the option to take a day off if we want, and we're somewhere different every day, which is great.
But you got to take, I mean, to do this full time, especially if you are sitting at a cubicle going, I want to do whatever I want to do full time. You got to have the balls to take charge and to do it and to be prepared for the consequences. So, you know, it's certainly a lot of work. It was a lot of sweat equity for me. I mean, my first year, I think I made $12,000 my first year, going from a very lucrative movie career and then getting out of that and then going into photography. But I had vision, I had thoughts, and luckily I had a wife that was working from home and employed very well. So that always helped.
Anyway. I have to mention something that I just noticed, Rich, for all our viewers on YouTube out there. The picture of you over your left shoulder behind your lamp, you look an awful lot like Bob Ross.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I get that so much. Oh, down there.
Down behind that.
That's me. There you go. I get that a lot, Brian. Where is it? Oh, here it is. This is me. Okay, this is the second one we've done this.
For all those not watching, please
watch it.
Please go back to YouTube.
I can't even pull it off the wall.
You're not driving.
This was before Bob Ross. Did you know Bob Ross never made a penny, never got paid? He made a lot of money because he had his
commissions.
His instructional videos. Mm-hmm. But Bob Ross never made any money doing his PBS
stuff. Interesting. I did not know.
No, incredible. And yes, I had an afro, and it not an afro, but it was white boy afro. I I like the short hair. So anyway, but I'm a big fan of Bob Ross. And I think, you know what, he had passion for what he does. I think we all have passion for what we do. So I like that you were talking about, you know, what we're talking about. And we haven't asked the guys today, right, Brian? And
we
but
do.
Before we do that, do you want to... You want to do our first read? Come on in.
Sure. Let's talk about Cloud Pano. A fast way to add revenue to your business is 360 virtual tours with cloudpano.com. Get started today for only $1. Try out Cloud Pano Pro Plus, add revenue to your business, and continue doing what you love. Visit shootingspaces.net/cloudpano and start your $1 trial on Cloud Pano Pro Plus today. And with that, you know, Rich, I'm sorry.
I want to add, though. I want to add to that promo that today I spent some time making a Cloud Pano 360 tour for one of my clients, and they loved it. I'm not even saying anything promoting it. I'm just saying they really liked it, and I was really happy with the product, and it's been really good for me and my business. So I'm big into Cloud Pano these days because I spend a lot of time making these 360 tours because of COVID. And, you know, we can talk about COVID with today's Ask the Guys, right?
Yeah, let's play it for you.
Yeah.
Hi, Richard and Brian. This is Daryl from the UK, Daryl Rickson Photography. Just to ask the guys, really, how are people really coping? I mean, this horrible coronavirus is now sort of impacting, you know, globally all industries, and obviously the photography industry has just literally come to a standstill, and how people are sort of coping with that, really. I see that people are trying to, you know, push training courses. I had an email from Cam Ranger saying that, you know, they've ordered 10,000 masks for the medical hospitals, but you know, they'll donate 100 if you buy one of those, where, you know, I think photographers at the moment are certainly not in a financial position to be purchasing, and all these people are offering, you know, discounts and things like that, but you know, it's still not affordable, where you've got other photographers like Gerard, who's offering sort of free training courses of ones that are normally purchasable. So just interested in your take on it. So yeah, but keep safe and hope all is well, and keep up the good work. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Daryl. And for the sake of full disclosure, I think Daryl sent this to us about a month and a half or 2 months ago. So things might be, well, things are definitely different here in New York, and I'm guessing by you also, Rich, but things I'm assuming are also different in the UK now than they were, you know, a month and a half, 2 months ago when he first sent that in to us. So I want to thank Daryl for the question, and thanks for being so formal with Richard over here. Did you even pick up on that?
No. I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm assuming it was the same by you, Rich, but there was, for me, it was about 3-4 weeks, and there was just a complete standstill, where I had absolutely nothing, no work, nothing for about 3-4 weeks. And it was great. I was exercising for like 2 hours a day. I had nothing to do all day. But I got approved pretty early on from New York State to be considered essential. They put out there that they were approving a certain amount of photographers for the real estate industry to be essential. And I jumped on that right away and I got approved. So after about 3-4 weeks, I was able to start very carefully with precautions going into spaces and shoot them. So I only lost about 3-4 weeks of work. You say only, that's a lot of money, but and it's a lot of work. But, you know, considering how bad it was elsewhere, I guess I'll take that. But you had something similar, right? You were only down for like a month or so.
No, I think we were down for a week and a half.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, where I am in Northern California, it was not deemed essential, and then it quickly became deemed essential, you know, whatever that means. But I found it to be very interesting, and I got to say, I'm still pretty slow, whereas some people are super busy. So there could be other factors going into that. But I found that I had to, you know, it was kind of nice at the beginning because I made a few rules to my agents, and I was very strong. And good news was that I was on the bargaining end of it, on the good bargaining end of it, because the agents needed my work, and I could say, hey, for one, I need the house to be completely empty. I would have loved to have said I needed them to be out of there 2 or 3 hours before, but I was using a mask. I'm still using a mask depending on the job. I was using gloves. I didn't go to the point of, you know, worrying about the pads of my tripod and things like that. But I did, and I also didn't. I'm a kind of a photographer that I move things. I arrange pillows and move this and move that, and that's really a big part of me. I found that really difficult not to do because I like to move a chair to camera. I shoot tethered so I can see everything, and I can compose. That's what I did in the movie industry. I composed compositions, and that included where do you move the chair, where you move a table, this and that. So I found it to be a little bit difficult and a little bit different for me working. But, you know, bottom line is I mean, I'm down a percentage this year, but I'm fine with it. And it's given me a chance to be with my kids. They're home from college, and they, you know, they're you probably have a whole world of stories, Brian, with you and your kids, but it's been a good opportunity. And I guess, you know, I hate to be Mr. Rosy Bright Eyes, but, you know, I think you got to look at the positive in this. And one thing I was going to ask you about, a lot of people a couple of months ago in the groups, the Facebook groups, were saying, do you think that this period will weed out the new guys, the small guys, the non-serious guys and girls? But I'm just saying, do you think that there will be a difference in the business going forward?
Yeah, that's very interesting. I never really thought about that, or I didn't see that post. And I would like to think about that a little before I answer, but
okay.
I'll give you my answer anyway, right off the top of my head. Yeah, I think people that do this full time and this is their job, I mean, they're sticking with it. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. For the part-timers, it's weird because I guess it depends on what their real job is, if you want to call it a real job, or their money-making job, or because if they're in a situation where, let's say you work for a company that furloughed you, for instance, and you don't know when you're going to be back at work, you don't know when you're going to be making money again. Oh, okay, well, I was doing this on the side. Let me just try. I'm not working anyway now. I have no money coming in. Let me try and pick it up a little and see if I can do it. Now, I think the people, like you said, that it might hurt the most are like the cheapy guys that end up having a shelf life anyway of 3 to 5 years because they come in at, I don't know about you. There's a lot of them out here by me.
A lot.
Yeah. That they come in and they're charging $50 or $65. And, you know, for 3 or 4 years, everyone just runs to them because they're so cheap and they're so affordable. But that cycle only lasts 2 or 3 years because either at those rates, they're just going out of business. You can't afford to do this. Or people realize at those rates, you get what you pay for. And people, or agents, I should say, come back in and they say, all right, I need to spend a little bit more money and go back to the quality that I was getting. So for those people, yeah, I think that's going to, without really thinking about it in depth, I think those are the people that it's going to hurt the most. Those lower end or cheapy guys, if you want to call it that, that come in and just try to undercut everybody and get that business because, you know, it's I don't know, at that price, it's almost like it's hard to last in general.
It's not sustainable. Yes. So you got to look at it that way. And anybody that is hiring these people should look at that in any place to choose to try and run a business for that much money. We know, you know, doing it, we know how long it takes to do, how long it takes to edit. If you're outsourcing, whatever you're doing, it's just unsustainable. So it's interesting. And I do think those people will fall by the wayside.
Sure. And on that note, I hate when people go out, and I see this all the time on the Facebook post, and they say, hey, my agents will never pay that. You know, if I say what I'm getting, look, I did a real estate job today. I was on site for three hours and I got paid $1,100 for photo, video, and floor plans. So it's like, I hate when people go out and they say, $200, my agents will never pay that, because there are agents that will pay that. So, if those are the numbers you want to go after and you're looking for, then go find the clients that will, because there are clients that'll pay that. And if your clients don't want to spend more than $100, then okay. You know, it is what it is. Like I had this guy that I went to high school with called me up. He's a real estate agent now a couple towns over. And he said, oh, I heard you're doing this. You know, what are your rates? So I told him my rates, and I haven't seen this guy in, 15, 20 years. So I felt like I didn't owe him anything to give him any sort of deal. I went to high school with this guy, and I told him my rates, and he said, well, I'm paying $125 now. You know, that's about half what you're charging me. And I said, okay, so go use him. Like, that's fine. I'm not going to offer my services for what you're paying your other guy, because that's what you're paying him.
It's all about value, and you can't change people. And I just find that my clients are too busy to nickel and dime. They're busy making a lot of money. So
yeah, exactly. But yeah, I mean, back to Daryl's question. I mean, I'm actually kind of curious how it was in the UK or even elsewhere outside of the US, because I don't know how bad it was elsewhere. I mean, I know in New York, we're doing pretty well here as far as numbers. I mean, as everyone knows, April and May, it was horrific here. I literally didn't even leave my house for a month, but what are you about to say?
Well, I just wanted to be able to add to Daryl's question with some observations that I've made. And you said that, as you were saying, that there were a few months that nothing was going on. Mm-hmm. That's your situation. My feeling and my feedback and the unscientific feedback I've gotten in my conclusions is that people are business is going great. Realtors are selling houses. Realtors are getting, I don't think there's enough where I live. I think there's far less inventory. So that's really good. And like when, I remember when the big financial crisis of 2008 hit, I found that people were still getting married. There's no money to do anything else, but they're still spending a lot of money on wedding photographers. And I'm finding that the 360 business has gone psycho. I have two things that personally affected me was the 360 business. And even more than the 360 photos for listings, I started doing coaching, because I started doing my 360 with the Ricoh camera in August or October. And I had 3 months of hell trying to learn the process, learn the platform, learn how to edit it, how to do this, how to do that, how to work Zillow, how to do Cloud Pano, how to do this, you name it. And it took me a lot of work, and I was able to internalize it and to be able to teach people. And I found that I was never so busy in my coaching, because people still, they might've been under the gun, but they realized, they valued that spending time investing in education was worthwhile money spent. So I was very busy with coaching, which I found very surprising. And as I have a little handle on my Adorama affiliate link, people were buying equipment. A lot of equipment was being sold. So people were working. There were a lot of people and are very, very busy right now. So the business never really died here. And I think it's been good, and it's going up and doing really well. Now, I do believe by the time this podcast comes out, we may see another situation. We may need to see another shutdown. We are actually involved in another level of shutdown. We've gone back two steps to level one, and we are now, it's almost going back to where we were. So those things, and it'll be interesting to see what happens in New York City. And one thing I got to say is I'm very happy with the governor of California. I don't want to get political, but we did really well through this whole thing. And one thing I want to say from being on the West Coast, it appeared that you did really well in New York, and it has a lot to do with your governor. So I think that set up the whole thing in the big picture. of that?
Yeah, I mean, New York is still doing pretty well here. The numbers are going down. And I think because the numbers are going up in other cities, there's a lot of quarantine laws in effect now. I think as of this recording, we're I don't know when we're going to release this, but we're in the beginning of the second week of July. There's 16 states that have a mandatory quarantine. If you come into New York from 16 of those states, you have to go into a two-week quarantine because the numbers in those states are going up. So while it's a pain, and it really is a pain, the numbers in New York are keep going down despite this. And I think one of the biggest factors, and look, I'm not a scientist or anything, but you know, we had mask laws in effect. From day one, where if you went anywhere, you had to wear masks. And I see a lot of the other states where the numbers are going up. Those laws are first being put into place right now. So, look, I don't have any science to back it, but you know, it just makes sense. You know, you put on a mask when you go out somewhere. And you just...
But we're for Daryl, we're doing well. I've done well throughout. I'm lucky. I'm so lucky. And I also got my pandemic unemployment assistance for a self-employed independent contractor with as a gig worker, which means we just get our jobs. Normally, I would never received any money. I received money, and it's been really good money. And I want to, you know, that was something I think was a really big plus for me, because I just haven't been completely dying on the financial area. And if you were out there, if you're really having a hard time, I feel for you big time, because I just feel so fortunate to be what I am. But I want people to understand that my general feeling, especially where I am, I think that it's important to believe it's going to get better. And I just think we're all going to do very well. And I'd like to do that little segue into my HD Photo Hub. And the HD Photo Hub is a back office system designed just for real estate photographers. Give your clients a place to download their photos, make updates to their property website, get flyers and social media titles, and so much more, all on a platform that is branded to your company. Check them out today at hdphotohub.com. That's hdphotohub.com.
Cool. You know what's been crazy for me and during all this, Rich, has been the Matterport stuff. And I've been on the record before saying how I'm trying to get rid of Matterport and
down, up, down.
I'm still down about it, but nevertheless, I mean, the amount of work I've gotten from Matterport since this, not from Matterport directly, Matterport work I've gotten has been absolutely insane, especially with the commercial real estate. I pushed it out. One of my clients, when all this started, my biggest commercial real estate client, who's a manager of a couple of dozen agents out here in the city, reached out to me and said, I want to do a virtual tour. Can you do this? And I showed him the Matterport stuff. And it was just kind of a snowball effect to all these agents. And I'm doing like, I don't know, 10 Matterport tours a week, and it's driving me nuts. I was literally down to my last one Matterport tour on my account, and I was about to cancel my account. I sold my Matterport camera. I'm like, I'm done. I'm out. And I just got sucked right back in.
Well, wait, but you're not using the Matterport camera.
No, I'm using the Ricoh now.
And the Ricoh now. See, one thing I found is when an agent asks you that they say, we want Matterport, a lot of agents don't care about Matterport. They just care about what a 360 is. So please, you gotta differentiate between the Matterport camera, the $4,000 camera, and the Ricoh. But now I think that that's great for Matterport that they've adopted.
I mean, a lot of my clients like the 3D dollhouse view, and that's the big draw to the Matterport. But I was on my way out, and I just got sucked right back in. I sold my camera to a fellow listener and somebody who I hung out with in Vegas, and started getting the calls, and I had the Ricoh anyway. So I was like, all right, I can do them. And
in the Ricoh, great, man. I'm so happy with that simple little camera.
Yeah. I just bought another one literally 2 days ago. I was thinking about buying one. I have one, and I have a V as a backup. And I was like, I'm not so happy with the V. I want to have another Z1 as a backup. And I know it's been out of stock for weeks or months or whatever the case is. So I hopped over to Ricoh's site. I'm like, let me just take a look randomly. And they had them for sale. So I jumped on it.
They have a discount code? They had that a few months ago.
No, I didn't see one. That's probably before all the hubbub. But I just purchased it because it was available. And I said, you know what, worst case, if I don't need it or don't use it, I'll just sell it because it's a hard to get item. So yeah. I jumped on it. But nevertheless, Daryl, I hope things have turned around for you and you're back at it in the UK. Not only Daryl, but I hope for everyone's sake, everyone's back at it and making money. And look, as long as we're all able to stay afloat during all this, you know, things are picking up here. Yeah. I mean, the real estate market in New York is hot right now. So things are bumping. And I hope it's the same for people elsewhere if they are allowed to go out and shoot wherever your laws are in your local regions. But yeah, things are picking up, and I hope.
Be safe though, really, seriously. You know, I'm not the scientist, but I'm wearing a mask at jobs.
Wear a mask. Yeah. I mean, in New York, anywhere you go in public, you have to wear a mask. But every time I go into somebody's house, I'm putting a mask on and making sure, you know, if I'm in the house upstairs by myself and there's no one around, I kind of pull it down a little, which I probably shouldn't, but things are hard to breathe with. But nevertheless, wear a mask, just stay safe. That's the bottom line. And hopefully for those who struggled a little bit, hopefully we're starting to turn the corner and everything will be positive, you know, throughout the remainder of the summer into the fall. And hopefully by the end of this year, you know, we kind of look back on it and I don't want to say laugh, but laugh.
Yeah. So tell us about iGUIDE there, Brian Berkowitz.
iGUIDE is a turnkey solution for those looking to expand their real estate photography business beyond photography to add 3D tours, laser accurate room measurements, square footage calculations, and professionally drafted floor plans. Get your first 5 iGUIDEs free by adding code SHOOTINGSPACES in the referral section at purchase. Visit goiGUIDE.com to learn more.
Yeah, that's goiGUIDE.com. Go ahead. Tell me something, Brian.
It's hard to read a read while you're making faces. And in my peripheral vision, I see you making little faces.
I was doing 3D. Look at that 3D.
I don't know if it's backwards. I'm trying to mention iGUIDE. And I'm
my goal in life is to screw you up.
And I see in the corner of my eye, Rich waving his hands and doing all these motions. And
okay.
I don't know what you're doing, but nevertheless. Guys, submit Ask the Guys questions.
Okay, go on. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Kind of crazy.
This is a encore for PFRE. PFRE encore. There's still a video out there for those who haven't seen that. Go to our Shooting Spaces Facebook page. I think it's on there. Yeah. Anyway, submit some Ask the Guys, please. We need some Ask the Guys. We like to use that as filler in between episodes, and we have a ton of good interviews coming up. But nevertheless, if you don't want to hear Rich and I banter for an hour just so we can release something, submit your Ask the Guys question so we can hopefully help you out in any way you can. I guess ask a question about anything. I mean, if it's something we can answer, we will go for it. If it's something that's way beyond us, we will either get a professional to answer it or just ignore your question. One or the other.
We are not professionals.
No.
We're just winging it. You know what? Exactly. If we can wing it, you can wing it too.
So, yeah.
It ain't brain surgery, man. This whole thing, it's not brain surgery. No. What I do is not something that I only know. You know, it's like you can figure it out too.
Yeah. Cool. So, Rich, as always, always a pleasure.
Okay. We said that we want you to send in your submissions to Ask the Guys. Please do that. Check out shootingspacespodcast.com. If you want to subscribe, we'd be much appreciative. Also, our shootingspaces.net is going to be where you get our webinars, our presets, all kinds of really good stuff. We've got some great webinars coming up this season, and I'm looking forward to that. And last but not least is something I always say, go out and shoot some spaces and enjoy what you're doing. Have a great time and make the most of what we're doing, because it's important. And how lucky are we to do what we do, right, Brian?
That's right.
This has been Shooting Spaces. For more episodes, visit shootingspacespodcast.com and visit our education site at shootingspaces.net.